爱的奉献者们，莱昆特之音，服务于聆听。那今天的早课呢，就现在开始了。今天是2021年1月29日，星期五。我们呢，又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Kelvin Chandra Maharaj，为我们继续讲述今天的《薄伽梵歌》的早课。敬请聆听，Hare Krishna。
Today you're coming through very loud.
Really? You mean my voice is very loud?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, very loud and strong.
Okay. Hopefully it's not a bothersome.
No, it's good. I mean, I could adjust it, but that's what I mean. Sometimes it's hard to hear you, and I'm recording another way and...
No. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't really change anything. Marj 说今天他那边听我这边的声音听得特别清楚。
Okay. So we were going over the... We better read the whole verse again, huh? Just to...Refresh.
Okay.
Jai Radha Madhava Punjabihari. Jai Radha Madhava Punjabihari. Gopi Jalava Giribharadha. Gopi JanabhaLava Girivarada Yashodanandana Rajajanarandana Yashodanandana Rajajanarandana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha.Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Janabalava Girivarada Gopi JanabalavaGirivarada Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yamunatiravanacha YamunatiravanachaYeah. Good morning. Good morning. So we're reading a very important few verses of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13.8 through 12. So with these verses,The Lord is describing what is knowledge.
The voice is broken. The Lord explaining what is knowledge?
What is knowledge?
Shri Krishna 在这些世界里面来解释什么是知识，什么是真正的知识。
Knowledge doesn't mean that you just know.You know, how many hairs are on your head or something, but knowledge means good qualities.
这知识并不意 知识并不意味着你知道你的头上长了多少根头发，而这知识呢，它其实意味着是好的品质，是那种品格。
So we'll read. I'll just go over the Sanskrit one time, and we'll read the translation of the whole thing. Then we'll start going one by one.
Okay. 那我现在呢，在
第一次说。Amani tam idam ditvam ahim chantir erjivam acharyo pasanam sucham stairyam atma nivigraha indriyar tishu vairagyam anahankara evacha janma mrityu jaravyadhi dukkha dosha nidaranam asaktir anabhishvanga putra dara grahadishu nityam cha samachittatvam Ishtanishto Patishtisu Mai Chananya Yogena Bhaktir Avya Vicharini Vivikta Desha Sevitam Aratir Jana Samsadi Yatma Gana Nityatvam Tatva Ganarta Darshanam Etad Ganam Iti Proktam Aganam Yad Ato Nyata.So I'll just read that. We'll go over all the translation. Humility, pridelessness, nonviolence, tolerance, simplicity in approaching the spiritual master.
我们来读这个韵文：谦逊、不骄傲、非暴力、忍受、淳朴，投靠一位真正的灵性导师。
Cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, and absence of false ego.
清洁、稳定、自制、弃绝感官享乐的对象，没有假我。
The perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease.Detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest, even mindedness among pleasant and unpleasant events.
理解生老病死的不幸，超脱，不受孩子、妻子、家庭以及其他有关事物的束缚。
Constant and unalloyed devotion to me, Krishna speaking, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization, philosophical search for the absolute truth, all these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance.
无论遇到好事还是坏事，都心平气和，一直不断地为我做纯粹的放爱服务。这里是 Krishna 在讲述，渴望居住在人迹罕至的地方，与普通大众分开，承认觉悟自我的重要性，通过哲学研究寻找绝对真理。我宣布，所有这一切都是知识，除此之外的一切都是无知。
So do you remember how far down we got?
You finished the first verse.
We were going over these one by one.
Yeah, you finished the first verse, and we go to the... You needed to talk about the false ego.You stopped in the part of self-control.
Renouncing the objects of the senses. We got through Steinram Atman Nibraha. I'm just talking about which word.
False ego.
I'll get it in a minute. Okay, steadfastness. I got it.
Okay.
Om Agyati Nirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksu Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Anobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parikalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Srivam Sadvetam Sabadudam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanditam. Okay, I'll start with simplicity. I'm not sure exactly where we left off. But...
Okay.
我们从简朴最地方开始。 Now we went further. Okay, Acharya Pasanam, approaching a bona fide spiritual master.
That's the most important.
必须要向灵性导致归依，这是一位真正的，就是。In the first part, that's the most important. Rupa Goswami, in his Nectar Devotion, when he says, you know, the most important things for bhakti is approaching a bona fide spiritual master, taking initiation and serving.
Rupa Goswami 在奉爱的甘露里面讲到呢，就是在这个奉爱服务中最重要的一项呢，是要接近一位灵性导师，然后呢要通过向他服务，来跟他。To do anything.
We need some kind of teacher. We need to learn what to do and what not to do and how to do it.
因为我们学习任何的东西，我们其实都是需要一位老师的。我们需要了解怎么做这件事儿，什么是应该做的，什么是不应该做的，以及如何去做。So
we find with Srila Prabhupada, he told us what to do, why to do it, how to do it, how not to do it, everything.
那舍勒巴巴呢，他就教导了我们一切，我们应该做什么，我们为什么要去做这件事，以及我们需要怎么去做，以及我们不能够怎么做。所以舍勒巴巴呢，是为我们讲述了所有这一切的。So
that's, you know, it's quite obvious. You need a guide, you need a guru, and nowadays. I guess not only nowadays, but many people say you can approach anybody, it doesn't matter, dedicate yourself to something and it's good, but that's not necessarily true. If you go down the wrong path, you may get in big
trouble. 经常我们会听到这样的一个观点，就是你只要 跟着某一个人去学某一件事就好了，但其实这个不一定是正确的事情，因为当我们在随便跟着一个人的时候，也许可能我们就跟错了，然后呢他就会指引我们走到一个错误的方向。
So that's, you know, there are so many slokas in the Bhagavatam, how the guru has to be accepted as, you know, and we're singing every day, Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada Onam. And hopefully we can understand that.
那在圣典不加瓦坛里面有这么多的信息，然后呢，咕噜他也会教授我们所有的这些信息，但是我们也希望着能够了解所有的这些，能够听明白。
Depends not only on the guru, but on the disciple. The disciple has to follow the guru, then he can make progress.
而且这位门徒呢，他也需要去追随这位 guru。那么当他在追随 guru 的这个时候呢，他才有可能取得进步。
Initiation is not some kind of formality. Initiation means that you accept the guru and you're going to do what he tells you.
启迪它并不是一种形式，而这启迪也就意味着你要去追随这个咕噜所教授你做的一切，他让你做什么就得做什么。
Some people think, well, I got initiated, now it's all over.
有些人就在觉得我现在得到启迪了，所以呢我就万事大吉了。
But that's not the fact. It's just beginning. Initiation means beginning.
但是启迪仅仅是一个开始而已。
Okay, so the next one where we left off is Indriyarteshu.
Indriyarteshu 是控制感官。
Self control in the matter of the sense.
Sorry, Marge, the voice is broken.
It means self control, you know, control the senses. What you eat, what you think about, what you ask, what you hear.
这就意味着是你要去控制住自己的感官，包括你在吃什么，你在讲什么，就这些都是要控制住的。
Controlling the senses. That means intelligence has to be fixed up. The way to fix up intelligence is by hearing from Bhagavad Gita, hearing from Krishna.
控制感官，那也就意味着要稳定智性。那如何稳定智性呢？就是要通过聆听圣典、薄伽瓦坛、薄伽梵歌这样的方式来稳定智性。
Then we can keep on the right path. It's like, say, you're riding a bicycle or something.You have to look at the road, you have to look ahead, you have to watch what you're doing, you know?
那这样的话呢
you have to control your senses.
然后这样的话呢我们就能够做对的事情，就好像我们在学这个骑自行车一样。那在我们在学自行车的时候呢，我们就必须要看着前面的路，我们一定要看着路才行。当我们看好了这个路的时候呢，我们才能够在很稳定的这个状态下去骑车。
So we're guided by the Vedas and by the spiritual master who opens it up for us, what to eat, what not to eat, you know, all kinds of things so that we can stay on the right path and not get, you know, deviated.
对我们的灵性导师，还有就是说的这些经典，伟大经典的这些经典，其实就是在教导我们，应该怎么走这条路，我们应该吃如何，就是我们应该怎么去吃这个东西，或者说是什么是正确的东西，然后这样呢，才能让我们在完全不偏离的状态下走在这条路上。
So what it's saying here is that self-control, which is a symptom of surrender, we accept things which are favorable for devotional service.
那所以自控的它展现出来的这种真相呢，就是它会皈依，而且呢，它也会接受那些对奉爱服务有利的事情去做。
Even if it's not what we normally like to do, like getting up early in the morning or taking a bath right away, you know, if we understand this is good for my spiritual life, then we do it. And of course, after a while, we like it.
那就即便是我们开始不想做这件事儿，比如说我不想早起，我也不想一起来以后呢赶紧就去沐浴。但是呢，当我们意识到这个这么做其实是对我的灵性生活很有益处的，那我反正我不想做我也做了，而且慢慢的呢我就很喜欢这么去做了。
And reject things that are unfavorable.
而且呢要拒绝那些不利的事情。
So we all experience that when we become devotees, you know. Sometimes we have to give up association of our so-called friends because they just want to go to movies, they just want to get drunk, they just want to party and talk nonsense, and it's not favorable, so we give it up.
作为奉献者，其实我们有这样的体验，有的时候呢，我们就必须要拒绝和我们的那些非奉献者的朋友的联谊。因为那些朋友们呢，他们想做的事情就是去看电影啊，或者是想去喝酒啊，把自己喝醉啊，然后呢去做任何就是其他那些花天酒地的这些事情，所以我们知道这个是不利于我们的灵性生活的，所以我们就得把它给放弃了。
The senses are so strong, you always want something, you know, so we have to keep them under control.
因为我们的感官呢是非常的强，它是
我们 want to taste anything and everything, we want to see anything and everything, but we have to say no.
他比如说想去看一些东西啊，或者想去尝一些东西啊，那我们呢就必须要对他拒绝，就要说不，要对感官说不。
Like the picture in the Bhagavad Gita, the chariot with the horses and the five horses, which is the nose and the eyes and the ear and stuff. And then the driver is the intelligence and the controlling reins, and that's the mind. The intelligence has to guide the mind, and then we can be very peaceful and not be running around all the time, just here and there and everywhere.
那你比如说我们在《佛家颂歌》里面就有这张图片上展示的就是五个感官，也是这五匹马，它拖着这个车子，然后在这个车子上呢，驾驭这个车子的这个人是智性，那他手持着这个缰绳，缰绳是心意，所以呢，如果是这个智性，他能够控制住心意的话，他就能让这个感官在正确的方向走，感官之车在正确的方向上走。
Like I saw a sign in Beijing one time, somebody eating a huge something, you know, their mouth wide open.
比如说有一次我在北京就看到了这么一个广告牌，这广告牌呢上面展示的是一个人大大的张着嘴巴，然后在吃着什么东西。
But then I said, no greater pleasure than eating a big meal in an expensive restaurant.
那然后呢，这个广告里面它展现的是，就是在一个非常的 大的餐厅里面享受一顿昂贵的餐的感官上的快乐。
That's the mood people have, you know, just work hard, get some money, and then flood your senses with food and whatever you like to look at, hear.
那么这就是人们所处在的这种心绪，就是呢，他会很努力的工作，然后呢，会赚到钱，然后呢，再去享受感官上的快乐。比如说呢，是通过吃一顿好的，或者说是让自己的感官去做一些觉得很愉悦的事情。
So we should eat to live, not live to eat. That's the saying.
那我们是应该 eat to live. 我们应该吃是为了活着，而不是活着为了吃。
Some people live to eat, you know, they're just working, 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 and then all they want to do is go to some big restaurant and enjoy.
Eat to live, eat to live, right? 那有些人呢，他就是他
Proper thing is to eat to live.
Yeah, yeah. 这恰当的事情
enough to keep the body and soul together so we can serve Krishna.
Yeah, 就这个恰当的这个事情的做法呢，就是我们就是吃足够的让我们活着的这个食物就好了，而不是努力的工作赚钱，然后呢，就是为了要让自己去享受各种各样的大餐。
But many people live just to eat, you know, they work hard, you get their money, and they spend it all. Like, in, you know, it says expensive restaurants, so they're spending their money like crazy. Waste just to get sick.
但是现在呢，有很多人他活着就是为了要吃，他挣很多钱，然后呢，把这大部分的钱呢都挥霍在餐厅里面，就很疯狂的在餐厅里面花钱吃饭，然后他吃下这些东西呢，其实会让他生病的。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur kindly gave us this nice prayer, you know, Shadi Ra Vijijal.
所以说呢，是Bhaktivinoda Thakur非常仁慈的给了我们Shadi Ra Vijijal的这个祷文。
The senses are a network to death.
The senses is a network to death.
That's what the translation is. The senses, the tongue, the ears, they're just a network of taking us to death.
Okay.
You have to be careful.
Okay. Okay. 就是这个感官呢。
That's the translation of the verb.
Yes, yes. 这感官呢，它编织着死亡的罗网。那就是我们的这感官，它是会把我们指向死亡的，所以我们一定要小心。这讲的是小拉比扎加的那个祷文的译文。
And Vipale Vishaya Sagari, the tongue is the most powerful, difficult.
而舌头呢是最有力量的，而且呢也是最难以控制的。
And the modern age is just catering to that. If, you know, there's so many restaurants and we can go in any little shop and there's so many things that packaged up.Food, you can just get immediately. You don't have to wait. You don't have to prepare. You don't have to cook. Just buy it and open the bag and eat. So people, you know, really let their tongue drag them all over the place.
而在现在这个社会呢，现在就是没有问题，就是饮食业非常的发达，有各种各样的餐厅，而且呢，就即便是在这个小商店里面，也有各种各样的快餐食品，就是把这个食物一打包。打包好的这个食物你把它买了以后打开这个包装然后就可以吃下去也根本就不需要自己再去做烹制这个食物所以说呢就是以这样的非常容易的这种方式使得我们的这个舌头就被勾引的到处乱飞
But if one can control the tongue, then control the other senses. Follow.
但如果一个人他能够控制住他的舌头的话，那就意味着他能够控制其他的感官，因为其他的感官也都会跟着舌头。
And the tongue wants to not only eat, but it wants to say things, wants to talk.
但是舌头它不仅仅是想要吃东西，而且呢，它也憋不住想说话。
So we have to control it. Talk about Krishna, chant holy name. Don't just babble and talk all prajalpa.
所以说呢，我们就必须要控制好我们的舌头，让我们的舌头只是去讲述跟 Krishna 相关的话题，而不是要让舌头去乱讲各种各样的闲话 prajalpa.
Okay. So the Bhaktivinoda says that Krishna is so kind, he's given us prasadam. And if we eat only prasadam, the tongue will come under control.
所以呢，说了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他就讲呢，这个Krishna 是如此的仁慈，他把 prasadam 赐给了我们。那么当我们用舌头荣耀下 prasadam 之后呢，我们的舌头就能够得到控制。
Okay. Nice. We should see, you know, we should be seeing Krishna. So the ears, we hear about Krishna. This is how we get purified. So Bhakti Yoga, other meditation practice, sometimes you say you shouldn't hear anything, you shouldn't say anything, you shouldn't see anything. But that's impossible. We can't live like that.
But, 所以说呢，我们要用我们的眼睛来看 Krishna， 用我们的耳朵来聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。那通常这样的方式呢，就是我们的内心得到净化。但是其他的一些修行的方式呢，告诉我们不应该看，就什么都不应该看，什么都不应该听，然后让自己处在这种很静止的状态。但其实这是根本就不可能做到的。
Bhakti Yoga engages all the senses. Krishna, we're hearing the holy name, or smelling the incense and the flowers offered to Krishna.
但是呢 ，Bhakti Yoga 风格瑜伽呢，它其实是帮我们，使我们就是帮我们控制住了我们的感官，使我们的感官都处于和 Krishna 相关的这件事情上。比如说，在看 Krishna 呢，在聆听 Krishna 的话题啊，然后呢，在闻嗅供奉给 Krishna 的鲜花和香啊。
Then.Senses become purified.
这样就使我们的感官得到了净化。
And the mind is purified, the mind will tell us no. Chant Hare Krishna.
那然后等我们的这个
Krishna arouses.
The 心意得到净化之后呢，这心意它就能够控制住我们，然后呢，它就会指导我们去。念诵就是做和 Krishna 相关的事情。
That's what yoga practice is. That's what any practice is. Like if somebody wants to practice music or practice a sport, they have to focus their mind on what they're doing to make progress.
那这其实是习练的真意所在。其实我们在习练任何事物的时候，比如说我们。要进行体育项目的训练呢，或者要进行这个音乐项目的这个训练呢，我们其实都是需要让我们的心意专注在我们所练的这件事情上，这样才能够练好。
You have to your mind on the target. You know that whatever you're throwing a ball or shooting a gun or something, you have to focus on the target.
比如说我们在练习着投掷或者是射击呀。那我们的心意就必须要专注在我们的这个要击中的这个靶子上。
So we want to make the target life Krishna. We're aiming ourselves at Krishna, and we're chanting, aim it at Krishna.
这对于我们来说
，This is for Krishna.
这对于我们来说，我们的生命的靶子呢，就是 Krishna. 比如说我们在念诵的时候，我们所对准的这个焦点是 Krishna. 我们。 就我们在生命在生活中做的方方面面的事情的时候，我们所要瞄准的这个靶子都是 Krishna。
So the next one is one should be devoid of false ego.
下一条呢，就是说这人他要摒弃假我。
Ego means what I think I am. What do I think of myself?
假我的意思是说，我觉得我自己是什么样的身份。
So the real ego is I'm a spirit soul.
但这真正的自我呢，意思是灵魂，我是灵性的灵魂。
And not only that I'm a soul and body, but what am I? I'm a servant of Krishna.
而且呢，不仅仅我不是这具躯体，我是灵性的灵魂，我还是谁呢？我是 Krishna 的仆人。
False ego means I'm this body, whatever the body is.
假我的意思呢，就是我是这具躯体，无论这具躯体是什么。
So, when we understand and practice serving Krishna, then we can gradually understand serving of Krishna.
所以当我们理解到这一点的时候呢，我们就服务 Krishna， 然后呢，我们就慢慢的、逐渐的就会。更愿意去服务 Krishna.
In modern psychology, they talk about the ego, and you have to give it up, but, you know, they don't know what is the real ego. They only know the false. And so you just, you can't become nothing. That's not possible.
在这个当代的心理学中呢，会讲述假我，然后呢，会讲述要放弃这个假我。但他其实并不知道真正的真我是什么，然后呢，也不知道这个就是真正的真我它是无错的。
Okay, so like Sanatana Goswami, when he Lord Chaitanya, he was a big scholar. He was.You know, honored everywhere. He knew so many scriptures. He was actually a real devotee. He was serving devotees and everything. But he asked Lord Chaitanya, who am I? I don't, you know, people think I'm some big man, but I don't even know who I am.
就像是了 Sanatana Goswami, 他是一位大学者，他这个暗熟经典，饱熟经书。然后呢，所有人都非常的尊敬他，他也是一位很了不起的大人物。但是当他见到 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候呢，他问 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 我是谁？虽然说大家都觉得我是一位大人物，是一个大学者，但我连自己是谁我都不知道。
So Lord Chaitanya said the famous verse, Jivara Swarupai Nichara Krishna Das.That the eternal identity of the soul is the servant of Krishna.
所以 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就有这非常著名的诗句，他说呢，我们永恒的身份就是主 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
Okay, let's see what's next.
想看看下面是什么。
So I am, you know, we have an identity. In my life, say you have no identity, you become nothing. But that is not possible. The soul is an individual person.
所以说我们是一个我，然后呢，其实我们的确是有一个。
I'm a Chinese or I'm a man. If we identify with the body, then that's.
所以呢，我们是我，然后呢，我们的确是有一个身份的。那 Mayavadi 说我们什么也不是，那这其实是不可能的。那但是我有一个对我自己的身份的这个认同，比如说我觉得我自己是一个中国人。
Okay, the next one is a very nice one. At the moment, this last year, everyone is kind of thinking of it without understanding it.
下面一个是一个挺好的一点，特别是在现在此时的这个此时，大家都在这一点。
Janma mrityu jaravedi dukkha dosha nidarshanam. One should always see the miseries of birth, death, disease, and old age.
人应该总是在试图要了解生老病死的痛苦。
So it's real. This material body means birth, death, disease, and old age.
这个的确是这样的。我们的这个物质的躯体也就意味着是生老病死的痛苦。
So, like I said, now because of this pandemic and this virus, everybody's thinking about disease a lot, and everybody's afraid and, you know, wondering how to avoid it and how to cure it.
那比如说现在由于这个病毒，由于这个疫情的蔓延呢，所有的人呢总是。觉得所有人呢就总是想着生病啊，或者想着怎么能够避免生病啊，就处在恐惧之中。但其实呢，这个病它是我们生命的一部分，就是总是会生病的。Yes, Maharaj, I'm here. Can you hear me? Maharaj,
Bhagavad Gita tells us that if someone is born, they will surely die.
对。国家梵歌里面就告诉我们
Anyone who is born will die.
国家梵歌里面就讲述呢，当一个人出生之后呢，必须会死的。Marge, I think the voice is kind of delay. After I talked, then for quite a while you heard me. Please allow me to check with Sati Maharaj to see what's going on here.萨利玛姐，我和他
anyway, this is,
不行，我们重呼一次吧，你呼吧，你主呼。
We have to understand that it's not natural. The soul is not born and does not die and is not diseased. It's only the body.
对，无论如何呢，我们要知道这个灵魂本身呢，它是不会有任何生老病死的问题的 ，Maharaj。We want to call again because it seems that the voice is kind of delaying, kind of strange here. We will hang up and call again.
You want it? Okay.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Yes, yes.
Better now?
Yes.
Okay. Sonia, this is one of the objects of knowledge to know that this birth, death, disease, and old age is not natural for the soul. So much energy is.Made in this day and age to prevent birth, for instance.
To prevent birth.
They want to stop birth.
好，那我们其实要了解这个学习这个生老病死的这个知识的目的之一呢，就是要了解这些其实并不是灵魂所处在的本性的状态。那么现在有很多人他在研究，就是要阻止出生。
So they have so many systems of birth control.
So, 有很多的关于控制出生的体系。
Up to abortion even. Because they think they want to stop birth because it's troublesome to have babies or there's too many people, whatever they're thinking.
比如说有堕胎呀、因为无论人们这个内心是怎么想的，他们就觉得是想要控制住这个胎儿的出生，因为这个人口太多。
But more people are being born all the time, no matter how many efforts they're making.
但是呢，无论人们是采取多大的这种努力要控制人口的出生，但其实还是就有那么多人一直在出生。
And they want to stop disease.
而且这个人们也试图要阻止疾病。
So many efforts are there in different, depending on modes of nature, vaccinations.Staying away from everybody, eating a perfect diet, exercising. People are thinking it can stop disease, but disease is part of the body, it always comes.
然后呢，人们无论是处在哪一种属性之中，都在想尽各种各样的办法想要控制住疾病，比如说改变饮食的习惯啊，或者是其他一种方式。但是无论怎么努力，其实这个疾病它就是我们的这个躯体里面的所具备的一部分，怎么控制都一定会生病的。
So they haven't succeeded and they never will. Now they're trying to say if we just get the vaccine for this one disease and everything is fine, but there's so many other diseases and new versions of the same diseases.
所以呢，就是大家
sinful reaction, karmic reaction.
比如说呢，在为这个疾病在研究疫苗啊什么的，但是呢，无论他们的这个研究是多么的努力，但其实都没有办法取得成功，是因为不可能成功。那比如说现在有一种疾病是研究出了疫苗，可是还会有其他的这种疾病出来，所以呢是没有办法来预防的。这个疾病它是出于我们的罪恶的反应而导致的。
Then there's old age, and the same thing. People are trying to somehow conquer old age with so many different anti-aging things, cosmetics, whatever. But we get old. Not everybody nowadays, people die young, but.
还有呢，就是这个年老。那现在呢，也有各种各样的想要抗老的这种技术，比如说用各种各样的化妆品呐、或者是一些这个抗老的技术啊。但是无论怎样呢，人们依然还是会变老。虽然说有人会在年轻的时候就先死去了，没有在老之前就死了。
Everything.Gets old, whether it's a material body of an animal or a human or a mosquito, or if it's even a material thing, a machine, everything gets old. It's the nature of the material world. Time devours.
这个物质世界的本性就是这个时间，它会吞噬一切，所以说呢，一切都会变老。这个物质的躯体，无论是人的躯体啊，动物的躯体啊。或者是这个蚊子的躯体啊，它都会变老的。而且就是不只是躯体，就这个物质的一些事物，就是物质的一样东西，它也是会变旧变老的。
Time devours everything.
因为时间会吞噬一切。Krishna.
And death. As people are really thinking they're going to find a way that you never die. You can maintain this body forever, but that's never happened.
嗯，然后呢，就是关于死亡的问题。那人们呢，他就觉得他可以找到一种方法，然后让自己一直维系这具躯体，但是这样的事情是不可能发生的。
Some yogi maybe, you know, there are yogis now and live in the mountains. They're living in 400 or 500 years, but they leave their body. They can't stay forever. They don't want to.
嗯，但有些瑜伽师，他们可能已经是400-500岁的年纪，而且呢，他们可能是居住在山里面，但是呢，他们也不可能永远这么活下去，他们是会离开躯体的，因为他们也不想就这样一直留在自己的躯体里。
But the soul is eternal. The soul is.
但是呢，这个灵魂是永恒的，它是永恒常在的。
But when we identify the material body in the material world, then we experience birth, death, disease.
但是呢，当我们认同于在这物质世界的这个物质躯体的时候呢，那我们就会体验生老病死。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj.
That's quite simple, but like I said, now the whole world is talking about disease, you know.
嗯，那所以说这
，They're also talking about
They're also talking about what?
Somehow we're going to conquer the disease. But even if you conquer one disease, there's 10 more coming.
Okay. 那我觉得现在这个在世界范围内，人们在谈论的话题都是关于疾病的话题，也在讨论着如何来征服疾病。但是呢，但是是不可能征服的。但就即便是他征服了这一种病，那其他的病也会来。
Because people are still doing sinful activities, and they get the sinful reaction.
嗯，原因就是因为人们在不断的在从事罪恶的活动，所以呢，这些罪恶的活动就会产生罪恶的反应。
The birth is distressful, but anyway, we won't go into all the details.
嗯。
If you're born, you're going to die. If you're going to be born, that's just the way it works. Right.
那所以我们不讲这个细节了。那这原则就是，只要出生就一定会死。所以说呢，我们如果是不想死，就不要生。
So obviously there's a lot of disease because there's so many hospitals. Every place I go, so many medical shops. You know.
嗯嗯，那很显然是有各种各样的疾病的，因为无论我旅行到哪里，都会看到有很多的医院，而且呢有很多的药店。
So many different kinds of medicine, you know, you have Chinese medicine and Western medicine. There's always medicine. Every traditional society has medicine because there's always disease.
有各种各样的这个药，然后无论是中医的，就是中药啊，还是西药啊，或者是任何的这个传统的治疗方式的这个药，那都是有的。那也就意味着一直是有病的。
So we don't want disease because we are spirit souls, and that's natural.
那我们不想生病，因为我们是灵性的灵魂。
Okay, the next one is detachment from children, wife, and home.
嗯，然后下面一个呢是贪恋于孩子、妻子和家庭。
So this doesn't mean you shouldn't have them and you shouldn't have any affection for them.
但这并不意味着说是你就不要孩子、妻子和家庭了，或者说是不爱他们了。
We should work together with them to make the home a Krishna conscious place. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in one song that, you know, everything belongs to you, Krishna. Everything is yours.
据了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他在一首歌中就写到了，嗯 ，Krishna 一切都是属于你的 ，Krishna 一切都是你的。
My wife, my house, you know, my children, my dog, everything is yours. Nothing belongs to me.
我的妻子，我的家庭，我的孩子，我的狗，所有的这一切都是你的，没有什么是属于我的。
And that's in the first verse of the Ishvapanishad, Ishvasyam Idam Sarvam. Everything belongs to the Lord. Everything is the mature universe.
那么这个也是在 Ishvapanishad 里面的第一个世界里面的内容，就是一切都是在这个宇宙中的所有的一切都是属于主的。
But he gives us things which are temporarily ours, our body and, you know, whatever we have.Krishna lets us have them, but they're not really ours. They're temporary. It belongs to Krishna.
但是 Krishna 呢，他会让我们短暂的时间内拥有我们所得到的这些东西，比如说我们的躯体，还有我们所被分配的这些东西。但是呢，我们只能短时的去运用它们。但是这些东西永远都不是属于我们的。
So we have this body to use it for Krishna.
对呢，我们有这一具，为 Krishna 而用的躯体。
So he says, I will take care of my house and my family and my children and everything as a duty to Krishna. Not that I'm the doer and everything depends on me.But we do everything even better at that person because we're doing it for Krishna. We're taking care of Krishna's things.
然后Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 讲呢，就是我呢会照顾好我的妻子、家庭和孩子，把它作为对 Krishna 的责任来去完成，而不是把它想成我是一位作为者，所有这一切都是我的，所以呢，我来去拥有他们。但是实际上当我们在为 Krishna 履行职责的时候去做这些事儿的时候呢，其实我们会做得更好。
Okay, so that's, it's really very simple, but many people think, okay, I can't have a family, I can't have any money, I have to live on the street. No, it means that you understand it's a matter of consciousness. It's not mine, this body is not mine.So I want to use it for Krishna. And whatever Krishna has given me, along with this body, I have, if I have intelligence or power or influence, or beauty or money, use it for Krishna, that's all, because it's his.
那么就是当有人在读到这句话的时候呢，他的理解就是，那我不能有孩子，我也不能有家庭，我也不能有妻子，我得弃绝所有这一切，然后呢，我要住到大街上去。其实不是这样的。而是我们依然可以拥有这一切，但是当我们在拥有这一切的时候呢，我们所处在这种心态和知觉就是，我要把它，作为对 Krishna 这个责任来对待。而且呢，就是如果我要是有任何的力量、有任何的智性，或者是有任何的这个优越的地方的话呢，我都要把它给用作于对 Krishna 的服务之中。这是对这事儿的真正理解。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj.
So if we do that, we can make the home very happy, we can make everything. Chant Hare Krishna.
那如果我们要是能够这么做的话呢，那我们就可以很开心的营造一种氛围，让自己念诵 Hare Krishna.
Chant Hare Krishna, offer things to Krishna, and eat the remnants, and read Bhagavad Gita.
我们唱诵。 然后我们唱诵 Krishna， 然后呢供向 Krishna 供奉，然后吃掉供奉过 Krishna 的鲫鱼，然后可以这个崇拜神像。
Okay, next is tolerance.
下面一个是容忍。
So, Prabhupada states it very simply here. Happiness and distress are just part of material life. It comes and goes, comes and goes.
这个方法在这里面呢，就很简单直接的说，快乐和痛苦是物质生活的伴随物，时来时去。
Eat, cold, happiness, distress, they all come and go.
快乐和痛苦，这些都是会时来时去的，一会儿来，一会儿走了。
We can't stop that.
我们不能够停止，我们没有办法停止，因为 we cannot stop the coming and goes of happy and distress, happiness and distress.
We can't stop this heat, cold. We can't stop the summer and winter. We can't stop these.
我们没有办法阻止夏天，炎热的夏天，或者是寒冷的冬天。就这些东西我们是没有办法阻止的。
So we have to tolerate.
所以我们需要容忍。
And stay equal-minded and just live with it. And carry on.
然后呢，要让自己始终处在一种很平衡的这种心态之中，就这么继续过日子就好了。
We can't stop some people from acting in ways we don't like, you know.
比如说有的人，比如说有人过日子那种方式我们是不喜欢的，活动他这种行动的方式我们也是不喜欢的，那我们怎么办呢？我们只要容忍就好了。
Okay, so that's why throughout the Bhagavad Gita we have the first one is sukhi dukhi, you know, hot, cold, happiness, and distress. We have to tolerate these things. But then there is, you know, honor and dishonor, fame and infamy, you know, get it, all these things that keep changing. We have to stay steady and just chant the holy name and stay on the path no matter what.
所以呢，在这个佛家梵歌里面给我们的教导就是，无论是sukhi dukhi， 无论是冷啊、热呀、啊，还是快乐呀、啊，还是幸福啊，还是我们是受到了这个殊荣啊，还是受到了这个侮辱啊，无论处在怎么样的一种状态下，我们都应该容忍，然后让自己继续的念诵 Hare Krishna 就好了。无论怎么样的状况，我们只要保持这个原则就好。
Okay.
Yes.
So we'll stop there. We're moving along, but there's a lot. Each one of these things can be discussed like unlimitedly. If you study Bhagavatam, you'll find many, many discussions of these things. So.
So we're today's.
But the main thing is if we're steady in our bhakti, if we're steady in our devotional service.Then all the other things will come along.
那我们今天的这个探讨呢，就先探讨在这儿。其实所有的这些提点呢，都是非常重要的，而且呢是可以进行无限的探讨的。那么在圣典不加法坛，我们在阅读的时候呢，我们就会发现，其实他们都会对这些点进行很多的探讨。那么我们要了解一件事情，就是如果我们要是始终处在这个八品之途上的话呢。那么这些品质就是讲的这些这个要点呢都会自然而然的就会来到我们的身边的 这些品质会自然而然地来到我们的身边的。
Okay, so
yes,
now we can see if there's any comments or questions.
Okay, 那现在我们来看一下大家有没有任何的问题和评述。Yes, Marge, now I see some questions here. The first question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 顶拜亲爱的 Maharaj, 顶拜尊敬的翻译和主持，深深的顶拜您 Prabhu. Krishna 在梵歌的第十章描述自己的富裕、地位和力量，为了吸引我们增强对他的奉爱。可是 Vrindavan 的居民爱 Krishna 可不是因为 Krishna 的富裕、地位和力量，对吗？因为富裕、地位和力量而被吸引产生的爱能持久多久？能持续多久呢？是老鼠爱大米的情怀吧。Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. And in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, Krishna described his own opulence, his position and his power. He do this to attract us to, you know, to develop more our devotion to him. However, for the residents in Vrindavan, the way they love Krishna is not because Krishna's opulence and his, you know, very exalted position or his power. Is that right? And also, for this type of opulent and position power, if we have been attracted by this to love him, that love won't last very long, right? Probably that is only a kind of affection from the right to the rice.
Can you repeat? No.
Basically, what he is saying that Lord Krishna, he described his opulence, his position and his power in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, in this way to attract us to increase our devotion to him. However, the residents in Vrindavan, they love Krishna, but not because of his opulence or his position or his power. They love him just to, you know, because him. Rajendra Prabhu said that, you know, to love him because of the opulence, because of the power, because of the position, is just like a kind of attraction to him from the rat, the mouse, attracted by the rice. You know, he's using
a kind of analogy
there. 对，就差不多就这样吧，是这意思。
That kind of love is not exactly love, you know, when you just love somebody because they're very rich, very powerful, it's tinged that you want something from them.
就是如果要是一个人他是因为他非常有力量，他非常有钱，非常富有而爱他的话，那么这种爱呢其实不是很纯粹的，这个爱呢是渲染了你是想从他那儿得到一些什么东西，然后才会爱他。
But love is different. You know, love means you want to do something to them. You want to serve them.
但是真正的爱呢，是想为对方去做些什么，是想要去服务他。
So that's how the Vrijvasi of pure love, which is.
So, why do you say the Vrijvasi?
They don't want anything from Krishna. They just want to see Krishna, they want to serve Krishna, they want to hear about Krishna, but they're not asking for anything from Krishna. They only want to give to Krishna.
那么这些 Vrijvasi 们就是为那边的居民们，他们对于 Krishna 的爱是纯粹的爱，的原因是由于他根本就不想从 Krishna 那儿得到任何东西，他只是想要看到 Krishna， 只是想和 Krishna 在一起，只是想要服务 Krishna。 他们只是被 Krishna 所吸引。Marge, you're going to say more about that, or you are ready for next question?
I think I'm ready for the next one. I mean, these are all things that somebody could give big seminars about. You know, I'm just giving the essence.
Okay. 那么 Marge 说呢，现在可以回答下面这个问题了。但是呢，就刚才老真正跑步说的这个话题呢，其实也可以讲整个一系列的一个课程了。但是他只不过就是把这里面的这个要点给提炼出来。阮振日法部的下面这个问题是，据说呢，梵歌的第十章的第八到第十一世界是梵歌的种子世界，好比瓦坛的第二篇的第九章的第三十三到第三十六世界，又说是精华世界，又说是对梵歌的总结世界，又说是Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana 的世界，这些都是正确的吗 ？OK, well, this question is still from Rajendra Prabhu.He asked that we have been told that the verses from Bhagavad Gita chapter 10 from 8 to 11, those are considered as the seed verses of Bhagavad Gita, just like the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam 10 to 2 chapter 9 verse number 36 to 36. And we also been told that these verses are considered as the essence of the verses.And they are also like the summarizing verses for the whole Bhagavad Gita. And they also said that these verses to explain the Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. I'm just wondering if all of these are the right recitation.
Yes.
是的。
But we have to dig into it, for us to understand that, we have to take up devotional service and get the mercy of the spiritual master.
但是呢，我们必须要深挖这些师节。但是呢，如果我们要是真正的想要了解这些师节中的这个实质的这些深意的话呢，我们就必须要追随我们的灵性导师，并且呢，要从他们那儿得到仁慈，才有可能真正的理解的。
All right. So like you see that, especially those four verses in the Bhagavatam, the purports are very, very long, trying to explain. And then that's what Brahma heard from Krishna in the heart. And then when he explained to Narada Muni, it was much more than that because he was explaining it. And when Narada Muni teaches it around the universe, even more.Because they're all unlimited. It's like a seed of a banyan tree. It's a tiny little thing, but if you cultivate it properly, then this huge tree just keeps growing and growing and growing, all from that little seed.
Yeah. 那就比如说现在这里面提到的这圣典波达瓦坦第二篇第九章的第三十三到第三十六世界，如果我们要去看这些世界的话，这些要旨是非常非常长的。那就是因为舒尔帕帕他在给我们做很深度的解释，那么就好像Brahma 他从这个声音中听到了 Krishna 所给他的这个训示，那么当他在把就是这个知识讲给 Narada Muni 听的时候呢，那就比他所听到的这个声音要多得多，那么当 Narada Muni 要把这门知识再传授给整个宇宙的时候呢，那又是更加进行这个详尽的解释，那这个信息呢又多了很多，因为他们都是在进行这个解释，所以说呢，就是这里面所蕴含的这个知识是非常的深厚的，而且是非常的广博浩瀚的。那么就好像是一棵榕树，这颗种子它种下了，但是呢，它能长出一棵这个就是非常的宽广广博的一棵榕树的。
All right. Is that help? Is that clear?
Not
like we can just read those verses and say, okay, now I have everything. We have to apply the knowledge. If we just get knowledge, but we don't apply the knowledge, then we won't get realization, and we won't, it'll just dry up.
对，就不是说是我们只是，
some people get so much knowledge. You know, they have so much knowledge, they know so many slokas, they know so many mantras, they know so many things, but they don't offer everything to Krishna, then they just dry up, they become proud, or they become frustrated.
并不是说是我们只是得到了这几个师节，读了这些师节，也就意味着我们明白了所有的一切，其中的这个深意和含义了，而是我们要了解这其中的这个知识，而且要把这个知识要运用，要去实践才行。否则的话呢，我们就变成只是去搜集很多的知识，然后呢去精巧很多的这个师节，然后呢成为一个大学者。然后这样呢就会让自己变得很干枯很骄傲，就好像有些那些大学者们一样。还是要去实践。
Excuse me, you have to take a 2 minute break.
Okay,
very good.
Okay, 马尔说呢他得稍微停两分钟，他马上回来。
Alright, I'm back.
Okay. Now, the next question, Maharaj.
Okay.
The next question is from被唤醒的灵魂，顶拜咕噜。我们只吃简单的食物，能够维持身体活着就可以了。但是和 Krishna。但是给 Krishna 供奉美味多样的大餐看似有些矛盾，以前没有 Krishna 的时候呢，想吃好的就大吃一顿，懒了就对付一顿，现在我们该怎样又能简单的生活，又能对主有很好的供奉呢？感恩咕噜。So this devotee is asking, she said, please accept my humble obeisances, and right nowif we only eat simple food, which is good enough to maintain our life, that will good. However, we also been told that we need to offer something very tasty and various of dishes as a feast to Lord Krishna. So the simplicity versus of this big feast sounds like a kind of a contradicted to each other.Before I was in practice of Krishna consciousness, at that time, if I want to have a big meal, then I just go ahead to have a big meal. If I don't, I just, drop it, grab something simple. However, right now, how to keep the balance at the same time can maintain a simple life, but also can present a nice offer to the Lord.Thank you.
Well, that's the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya, is that we can eat the really nice things that are offered to Krishna. The main thing is they have to be offered to Krishna. But we don't want to eat too much.
这个呢是来自于Sorry, Marsh, please allow me. 那么这个呢是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的特别的仁慈。也就是说呢，如果我们要是吃到 Sri Krishna 的鲫鱼的话，我们其实被允许可以吃很多好吃的的。但是呢，我们要注意，我们不能吃太多。
And then there are so many delicate balances.
而且呢，这里有很多非常轻微的平衡。
If we offer nice things to Krishna because I want to eat it, then that's not very pure. It's better than not offering to Krishna. But, okay, I like pizza and I like fake meat. I like, you know, veggie meat and I'll offer this to Krishna. But we have to think it's Krishna-like. And then we can eat the remnants, but we have to be careful not to eat too much.
Mm.那就比如说如果要是因为我想吃这个食物然后把它供奉给 Krishna 而不是想着是因为 Krishna 想吃而供奉给他那这样的话呢其实我们的这种供奉并不是那么纯粹但是也好过不供奉那比如说我想吃 pizza 或者是我想吃这个酥肉然后呢我把它供奉给了 Krishna 然后呢把它供奉给 Krishna 之后呢然后我来荣耀这个供奉给 Krishna 之后的这个鲫鱼但是我们一定要非常的小心我们不能吃太多
And Krishna likes simple things also
而且 Krishna 他其实也很喜欢简单的食物
I heard somebody said like in Jagannath Puri there's so many they offer so many different things Every day they offer 54 different things at least, sometimes more.
那我听到呢，就是在 Jagannath Puri 呢，因为他们要向主 Jagannath 供奉很多很多的食物，那每天呢要至少要供奉54顿，那有的时候呢要比这个还要多。
And there's a lot of really opulent sweets, fried and.There's a lot of very simple subjects and dal and.
那这些所有这些食物里面呢，其实有很多很这个丰，就是很这个丰足丰韵的这个食物的，但是也有很多这个很简单的餐食，比如说就是像豆汤啊、米饭呐、
啊。Now somebody said that Jagannath likes the simple stuff and the fancy.Heavy sweets is for Balaram. I don't know where they got that idea. But everything is there, so we can choose. No, we can offer, but we offer it. What's opulent, what's the opulence of offering to Krishna is that, I was going to finish, that the opulence of offering to Krishna, we offer with devotion and love. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Not particularly what you offer.But you offer it to Krishna for his pleasure, not for your own pleasure.
Yeah. Did you say that Lord Balaram liked the, prefer the sweets and Lord Jagannath preferred the sweets?
That's what I said. That's what somebody told me in Jagannath
yeah,
Puri. I don't know where they
got it. I just don't want to double check this because I'm not so sure I hear it clearly.
People say different things.
那么有人就说呢，在 Jagannath Puri 的几个庙里面，因为有各种各样的供奉，有非常的这个就是烹制的很复杂的这个很美味的甜品，那然后也有这种很简单的烹制的 subji 和豆汤什么之类的。那有人就说呢，这个主 Balaram 可能更喜欢吃甜品，然后呢主 Jagannath 更喜欢吃这个简单的这个烹制的菜肴。那 Marge 又说呢，但我不知道他们是从哪儿来得到这样的这种结论的。但无论如何，这里面的重点就是，当我们在供奉给主进行供奉的时候，我们是要怀着爱去供奉，而且呢，我们在供奉的时候呢，是怀着这种是要取悦 Krishna 来向他供奉，而不是说是为了要让我们自己的感官得到满足而向他去供奉。
We, you know, from Bhagavatam, Krishna likes Nanda Maharaj when the Brijvasi men said, I think your son might be some great yogi or demigod. Nanda Maharaj said, how can he be a great yogi? You know, he's stealing sweets, and if the sweets aren't perfect, he complains like anything, and, you know, he's a child.
但是 Nanda Maharaj 说呢，他怎么可能是半神人或者是瑜伽师呢？因为他这么喜欢吃甜品，而且所有的这个邻居都在抱怨他偷甜品，他只不过就是一小孩而已。
So, you know, Krishna, like Prabhupada cooked for Krishna, he offered everything to Krishna.
那比如说释迦牟尼佛他为 Krishna 烹制食物，他把一切都供奉给 Krishna。
God has so many wonderful recipes of very opulent things.
那释迦牟尼佛呢，他为我们介绍了很多的就是很富足的很丰足的去为 Krishna 准备菜肴的方式。
But what he had for himself every day was just simple rice dal, some sabji and chapatis.
但是他每天自己所吃的食物呢是非常的简单的，只不过就是一些米饭，一些 chapati, 一些豆汤 sabji.
But he wanted to make sure that we offered Krishna really opulent things, and also for preaching, you know, the really, really opulent.Nice things attract people to want to come and eat it.
但是呢 ，Krishna， 这个沙巴巴呢，他要确保我们能够学会如何向 Krishna 能够供奉，这个很丰足的准备的这个大餐。而且当我们在进行就是外联传教的这个工作的时候呢，这个很丰足的大餐是很有助于我们传教的，因为这样会吸引人们。他们愿意来荣耀，就他们愿意来品尝这些很好的被烹制的食物。
So the simplicity is that we don't take too much.
那所以呢，这个简单也就在于我们不要吃太多。
We don't eat only the really opulent thing. Too much of even the simple thing. That's not difficult.
还有呢，就是我们在在吃这个食物的时候呢，不仅吃被非常复杂的、非常丰足的所烹制的这个食物，而也去吃一些很简单的这个食物。
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, the next question.Is from 淡然一笑，放弃假我怎么生活呢？放弃身份证、护照，以后怎么去圣地啊？放弃丈夫、孩子，目前难以想象。the question from 淡然一笑 ，she's asking to abandon the false ego. In that case, how to continue the life if I, you know, get rid of my ID card, get rid of my passport. How can I travel to the holy dome?And if I abandon my husband, my child, it's really hard for me to imagine a life like that.
Who said, nobody said to do that. That said you don't have to do that. You have to not have attachment to think this is mine or I am this. But we have to utilize things in Krishna service.
谁跟您说你需要放弃这些呢？但没有任何一个人跟您讲要让您放弃您的生活，放弃。您的这些身份证还有家庭孩子只是说呢就是让您要转变这个心意当您在心意里面去做所有的事情的时候呢是要怀着 Krishna 的这个心意去做这个事儿而不让您放弃这一切。
Okay, no, you don't do that. And you could do that if you want to just live in the cave somewhere. That's not what's recommended. What's recommended is to utilize all these for Krishna. Understand it is not mine. Not that you throw it all out.
那所以说我们并没有建议您去做所有的这些，但是如果你要是愿意的话呢，如果你要是愿意生活在一个洞穴里面，那当然也可以，可是呢这并不是被推荐的，而我们被推荐的这种方法呢，就是要把所有我们所有的这一切呢用于为 Krishna 的服务，而且我们要意识到所有的这一切都不是我们的。
Okay, and that's exactly what we just said in reading.
而且这也是刚才我们在这个课程里面讲的，我们在钥匙里面所读到的。 So the next question, Radha Ananda Mataji, 物质世界感官享受的真相是编织出死亡的罗网。只要荣耀圣化的食物是控制舌头的欲望的重要的方法，不治以病治胃病，身体就是已经得病的业果，而胃病则是指的灵魂，因此有知识的人关注的是不会生病的灵魂。OK, Marge, this is a comment from Radha Ananda Mataji. She's saying that the truth of enjoying the sense gratification in this material world is that we are kind of knitting a net for the death. The more important way to solve this problem is to only take the food offered to the Lord in this way to control the tongue. That is a way to treat the disease which hasn't been manifested yet. Because our body is the karmic reaction from our sinful activities, and the future disease is indicated to the soul. So that's why the real learned people, they will focus on the soul, which won't have the disease.
Yeah, we have to understand the body may be diseased, but I'm not diseased.
对，就是说有这样的理解，就是说我的这个身体会生病，但是我自己本人不会生病。
And Bhagavad Gita says that by regulating the senses and following, we can mitigate this suffering. So, like Prabhupada, his body was very, very sick and very bad shape, but he suffered the same way as ordinary people because he didn't identify with the body.
We were separate from it. You can do that. 而且呢，在这个《薄伽梵歌》里面也讲了，就如果我们要是能够规律我们的吃睡和活动的话呢，那我们其实就能够通过这个瑜伽的休息而减轻我们所在物质世界受的这个痛苦。那么Srila Prabhupada他在后期他的这个身体是病得很严重的，但是呢，他所受的这个痛苦就和普通的人在生病的状态下所受的痛苦是不一样的。因为他知道他并不是这具躯体，他是分开而看的。The next question from Jyoti Mataji.
Hare Krishna. 前面还有一个问题，也是这个 Radha Ananda 提出来的。
Oh, okay. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva, 户外唱诵制作并派发 Prasadam, 派发书籍，努力规范修习，随时服务奉献者，每天 都活动在这些活动里，遇到不合适的人嘴巴不说什么，心里在念诵Maha Mantra，甚至对意念文大问的朝圣的时光，这些服务可以弥补没有完成 Java 的不足吗？Maharaj, this question is from Radha Ananda Mataji. She is asking, firstly, Hare Krishna, please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. My question is that, if we always engaging in the outdoor holy name chanting,And we making prasadam and distributed prasadam, distribute books, and try the best to do our sadhana and be ready to render service to devotees all the time. Very careful about the thing we're speaking every day. If we are be with some, you know, not very.Proper people, then we just shut our mouths and not really speak. However, in the mind, we're still chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And we also meditated on those days when we're doing the parikram in the holy dham. However, we're doing all of this, but we cannot finish our rounds of japa. Do you think all of the other activities can, you know, catch up the inefficientinsufficient japa. In other words, she's asking, okay, 不行。
We have to balance. Balance is always the issue. In order to do these other things,With potency, we need to chant our rounds every day. Otherwise, we don't take care of ourselves. You'll be sick and you can't help others.
那我们呢，必须要通过我们自己的这个念诵，然后呢，让自己具有足够的力量，然后这样我们才能够很好的去做其他的那些事情，我们才有力量去做其他的那些事情。否则的话我们就得生病了。如果我们要是生病了以后呢，我们也没有办法去帮助其他的人了。
Now if it's a new devotee who has taken initiation has promised to chant 16 rounds, that's good. But if you've made the vow to chant 16 rounds and you don't do it, then you're just working hard and, but not thinking of Krishna becauseWe promise Krishna we will chant 16 rounds every day. So I don't know why you keep asking this. I told you last week, same thing. If it's on behalf of someone else,
Okay. 那么就是如果要是一位新的奉献者，还没有启迪的奉献者，那他这么做可能还可以，但如果是一位启迪的奉献者，他向 Krishna 发下了誓言，他每天一定要念十六圈，然后他还没有念十六圈的话，那其实也就意味着他其实在做其他的一些事情的时候也没有想着 Krishna， 原因就是由于他都已经向 Krishna 这个做出了这样一个保证，他都没有做到的话，那怎么办呢？所以说呢，就是一定要做到这一点，而且呢，这个就是。关于这个问题的这个回答其实跟上个礼拜回答的这个问题的这个意思都是一样的。如果要是代表其他的新人问的话呢，那我们就要想就是要为这样的这个人所处在这样的一个状态去为他祈祷。
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next question from, sorry Marge, you are going to say more or that's it?
No, if there's questions, it's okay.
Okay. Okay. 那下面一个问题哈，就是 Draupadi Mataji. Draupadi Mataji, this is also comments. Because, 这个他的这个评述是，可是老鼠爱大米也是为了填饱肚子啊。Because Rajendra Prabhu earlier, he used an analogy about, that is just like rice,this is like the rat attracted by the rice. And she here, she said that the right love the rice is because the right need the rice to feed him, to make him feel filled to his stomach.
Right.
Just a comment. It's not a question.
Okay. Here we, you know, we need that. We also love food because it satisfies our tongue, mainly because it keeps our body alive. But many people eat in such a way they're destroying their body. Be careful.
那么我们确实也挺爱吃食物的，因为呢，我们这个食物呢，它是可以去满足我们的舌头，而且呢，它也会让我们继续活着。但实际上，很多人现在吃的东西呢，其实是在毁掉自己的生命，所以我们一定要非常的小心，我们吃的是什么。The next question from Shruti Rupa Mataji， 顶拜咕噜和老师们，感恩咕噜精彩的讲课。最近我困在了和大学生孩子们关于宇宙大爆炸的讨论中，孩子们对我说出的三层 Vishnu 的扩展表示惊讶，甚至担心我会不会走上反科学和反人类的道路。请教咕噜两个问题。第一个问题呢，是我自己作为覆盖科学的出席者，应该从哪些方面学习储备这些知识呢？第二个是有没有推荐这些被科学覆盖的孩子们能够从科学方面认识宇宙真相的非宗教性的书籍或者资料呢？他们表示目前还不想看《波迦梵歌》或者《波迦瓦坛》，他们怕这些是像其他宗教一样添加了人很多人为的思想而撰写的。感恩。This question is from Shruti Rupa Mataji.She said that, firstly, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. She said that recently I have been trapped by the discussion with the university students, and the topic is about the explosion of the universe. And I explained the three Vishnu expansions to the kids.And they were very shocked from my explanation, and they are worried that I am on the path of anti-science and also anti-human. So I have two questions I want to inquire from you. The first one is that because I am a beginner of the science of Bhakti Yoga, so...what will be the right way or good way for me to, you know, for me to learn more about the knowledge of the Bhakti Yoga in this way to make myself, you know, to be more prepared? And the second part of the question is that do you think we have any books to recommend to the children to read about?The real manifestation about the universe, but not the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. Some other books do you think will be helpful? Because the children, they are not ready to read the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam because they are afraid this is just another type of religious related books. And those books just has been made up by some people and they want to...you know, just want to convince the people, so they just make it up. So they're not ready to read it. But do you have any other recommendations?
Yeah, well, they've been convinced by other people that made up books to convince them of their opinion. I think better don't mess with it.
Better not what? Better not...
Don't try to discuss it.
Okay.OK， 那现在其实是这样的，就这些孩子们呢，他们其实是被其他的人所编撰出来的这些书籍给说服了。那我的意见呢，就是最好不要和他们再去探讨这个话题。
I don't know what, you know, they're saying, but, you know, the the explanation of the Pradhan and the Mahatattva and all these things, it's something like the Big Bang, you know, but there's something more to it. The scientific thing is there's no God, but better just don't discuss it. Don't try to, you know, try to discuss something else, you know, like simple things.
就是比如说就这个 Mahatattva 它的这种展示，其实从某种意义上来讲呢，它其实有点像这种宇宙的大爆炸，但是呢在其中呢又含有更多的内涵的深意。但是呢这个科学家他所说的这个大爆炸呢其实是没有神在里面的，但是呢我们最好就不要去和他们去探讨这个话题，我们最好是跟他们探讨一些相对比较简单的话题，简单的内容。
You might find one or two people that are to listen to something else, but, you know, especially these kind of things, it requires a real scientific brain devotee that really knows science and scripture to discuss it. So better we don't bother with it, we don't try.
就是这样的这种话题呢，其实最好还是由那些就是就是很博学的，而且呢就是很有这种科学性脑筋的这个奉献者去讲述和去探讨。对于我们来说呢，我们最好不要，就是因为我们还不是特别的理解这其中它真正的这个内容是什么，所以我们就最好不要去碰这个话题。
That's why Prabhupada said the scientists are the demons. Now there's a lot of scientists who are not demons. So if you can findA Chinese scientist who has a different opinion, because the Buddhist version of the creation is very similar to the Bhagavatam, but you know, they're rejecting anything religious. So you know, it takes a very scientific explanation to show how what they're saying is not us, but they don't care. Even when they're completely defeated, they just say you're a religious fanatic.So just leave it. Don't get into it. Cultivate your own spiritual life. You know, you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you read Bhagavad Gita, you chant the holy name. But don't get into trying to discuss things like this.
就是这个科学家里面有很多都是恶魔，而且但是也有一些是奉献者。就如果我们要是能够就是有一些科学家朋友他能够明白这个话题的话呢，可以去和他探讨。但是呢如果要是就是有的时候这个科学家就是他即便是他听到了所有的这些内容，他听到了这个话题的这个探讨，他也依然会说就你这属于是宗教性的一种狂热。所以说呢他就即便是他听明白了他也不会去接受。那么所以说呢，我们就最好不要去和他们去探讨这个话题，而我们自己要做的事情呢，就是来耕耘我们自己的，发展我们自己的这个奉爱服务，然后我们要好好的去阅读圣典不加瓦坛，阅读圣典不加梵歌，好好的念诵圣名，以这样的方式来储备自己。OK。下面一个问题是来自于小白 Mataji， 顶拜咕噜，怎么做到把照顾丈夫和孩子看成是对 Krishna 的服务呢？只有通过不断的练习，对 Maharaj Krishna。Maharaj, please accept my verbal obeisances. What to do? Is the right way to consider? What to do, you know, okay, how to take care of my husband and my child as a service to the Lord? Is that through the continuous day practice?
Well, that depends on the nature of the husband, you know. So you have to talk to other people who are doing it, because preaching and dealing with people and to make them devotees, you know, everybody's different. So, you know, you have to have some kind of sense. There's no exact way to do it, because some you just have to be very quiet and not or anything. Others, they're nice and you can talk to them and get them to meet other devotees. It's much better to let other devotees talk to them than you.
Marge, her
with
question
anybody,
her,
we try to give people prasadam.
Marge 说呢，就说是就是尽量的让其他的人去和家人去谈跟 Krishna 相关的这个话题，然后我们要做的呢是给他们吃 prasadam。请稍等一下，我把这个话，把您这个问题再发给 Marge 一下，好，没问题。Marge, sorry, she asked, how to consider, how to make taking care of my husband and my
child. If it's your mother, your wife, your children, even, you know, you have all kinds of relationships that make it difficult for you to discuss things nicely. So if someone's a little interested,better to have another senior devotee talk to that person and help you than to try to do it yourself.
Marge, sorry. What she is asking, she said that because we take care of husband and child, that is my daily life, but how can I do it as a service to the Lord? How can I, you know, take care of my husband and my child?
If you're chanting around,you offer to Krishna, this is what Krishna has given you to do, and to try to be a happy, good devotee, so maybe they will also be devotees. So that's what I'm saying, if you can give them prasadam, you just do whatever you can.
Okay, 好吧，就是当您在照顾您的丈夫跟孩子的时候呢，您要把它给想成是对 Krishna 的一个供奉，然后呢自己呢要好好的念诵，然后呢要让自己变成一个很快乐的一个奉献者，然后呢要给他们吃 prasadam， 那么这样的形式呢就会让他们变得很快乐，而且呢他们有可能会给您感染而成为奉献者。And the next question, last question from a new devotee， 这是一位新人问的，为什么接受灵性导师是最重要的？接受启迪灵性导师重要，还是接受训示老师重要呢？还是接受舍尔帕布帕的更重要？还是都重要 ？She's asking why accept our spiritual master is most important. Is that important for accepting initiate Diksha Guru, or is that important to accept accept the Shiksha Guru, or is that important to accept the Srila Prabhupada, or all of this are very important?
Oh.
都重要。
They should work. All of them should work together.
而且所有的这一切都是相辅相成的。
Certainly the person who gives you the most shiksha becomes your diksha, but...not always. A good Shiksha Guru will direct you towards initiation. And they should be helping each other. And of course, we all want to be connected to Prabhupada. We have to read Prabhupada's books so we can understand who's a real guru.
通常来说呢，就是给您最多训示的那个老师呢，会成为您的启迪灵性导师。但是呢，也不是所有的情况都是这样。那么一位真正的非常好的训示灵性导师呢，他会指导你把你引向你的启迪灵性导师，但是呢，无论是启迪灵性导师也好，还是训示灵性导师也好呢，都是会把我们给与 Krishna 与这个 Srila Prabhupada 相连接在一起。然后呢，我们要阅读 Srila Prabhupada 这些是一个书籍，然后读了书籍之后呢，我们才能够知道谁是真正的 Guru。
Prabhupada is the ultimate Shiksha Guru for all of us, but we need other Shiksha Gurus to help us understand Prabhupada.
那从终极来说呢，舍勒帕帕他是我们所有人的训示灵性导师，但是呢我们又需要从其他的那些训示导师那里在他们的帮助之下，让我们真正的理解舍勒帕帕的。
OK。 Thank you.
Sorry, Maharaj, there's one more question coming. Do you still have time?
Okay.
Yeah, this question is
from Yes, I do, but I just, you know, it's the same thing every week, the same questions, and there's always one more.
Yeah. All right. 下面一个问题呢是来自于清月妈她记得。感恩老师，顶拜您的莲花族，我想请问一下，为什么印度40%的人吃素，大部分都有纯净的信仰，为什么有那么多人感染病毒并且死去呢？神为什么不来保护他们呢？还有一些原始部落崇拜神，但是医疗水平都很差，病毒甚至于险些把这些部落给毁灭。那您认为发展科技和医疗先进技术与信仰冲突吗？我们是不是更应该把注意力投注在现实的问题中，而不是只是在灵性的修行呢？ This Mataji asked that thank you so much, Maharaj, for your lectures, and please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that because in India, 40% of them are vegetarians, and they have their pure religious belief, they are very pious, but why this many people get infected by the virus and passed away? Why the Lord not go there to protect them? And there were some of the tribes, they are also worship the Lord, however they have very poor facility of the medical, they have very poor medical facilities, so they almost to beCompletely destroyed by the virus, the whole tribe to be destroyed by the virus. So, do you think that there is any conflictions in between of the technology and the medication development versus of the religious faith? Is that true that we need to pay more attention on the the realistic issues, but to put too much attention on our spiritual practice?
Well, who's asking this?
清月玛塔吉。
So it's a very new devotee, right?
I think so.
Some people have this idea that, you know, if you're religious, you won't get sick. And no, that's...Birth, death, disease, and old age, it's part of it. If you have a material body, death will, everyone dies. China has 100% death rate. India has 100% death rate. No place, no matter how much technology or how little or how much religion they have, does have everyone die at some point.
这个有了宗教信仰，那就不会有这个生老病死的问题了，并不是这样的。因为只要我们有这个物质躯体，就一定是会有生老病死的。比如说中国的死亡率是100%，印度的死亡率也是100%，就无论这个人他到底有多深的这种宗教信仰，或者他有多虔诚的这种活动，但是他最后他一定是会死的，因为这就是这个物质世界的本性。
All right, so what practicing spiritual life protects the soul, not the body.
所以说呢，就是我们在进行我们的这个灵性生活的这个休息的时候，它所保护的是我们的灵魂，并不是我们的躯体。
So the, because everybody knows they're going to die, but if we practice real spiritual life, but India,the mass of people are very sinful now. They may do some, you know, external religion, but so many people are sinful. They're the very big killers of cows, a very big, you know. So in America, supposedly has such high quality medical and technology, and they're having the worst cases of this virus.
那就是比如说现在在这个印度，虽然说看起来好像很多人都有这个信仰，但其实呢他们像是在挂着羊头卖狗肉的这种感觉，就是他们 表面上看起来很有信仰，但他其实在从事着很罪恶的这种活动，比如他们在这个贩卖牛肉啊等等。那然后呢，在美国，虽然说看起来是有这种最先进的医疗水平，但是他们在那儿受到的这个病毒的感染是最严重的。
And India has some of the best hospitals in the world, world famous hospitals, where people, rich people from all over the world come to India for hospitals.
而且在印度呢，其实是有不少这个世界都非常著名的医院的，很多的这个国家的人都会到印度去求医，就会到这些医院里面去治病。
All right. So anyway, that.It's not what spiritual life and religion is not meant to preserve the body forever. The body is meant to understand the body is temporary and we have to deal with the soul because we have to leave this body at some point. You can't, and some people think spiritual life means to just try to enjoy your body.
所以说呢，就是这个灵性的这个生活并不是说是要保护我们的这个身体能够长命百岁的这么活下去，而是这个灵性的生活是为了保护我们的灵魂，而且要让我们意识到其实我们的灵魂是永恒的，而且我们的这个身体呢它是这个是短暂的。那有些的这个人他过的这个灵修生活，他所要达到这个目的是要让自己能够更好的享受自己的躯体。
All right.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, there are more questions. Do we want to keep it for next week or you want to continue?
How many more questions?
One
and are
three.
They good questions?
I don't know because
okay,
I'm
let's
not
see what they
them
are. Let me see what they are. I mean,
okay,
they keep
wait,
coming.
Actually, they are.
I don't have any.
They are more like comments. Comments.Now, this one is from Ye Qian Madaji, 顶拜孤鲁和所有的奉献者。当意识到自己的头脑里有不好的想法出现时，如何做比较恰当以减少这些不好的想法出现的频率？ Okay, this, she's also a new devotee. She's asking,
okay,
firstly,
so what is it?
Please, accept my humble obeisances. When there were, negative thoughts and ideas emerged in your brain,what is the proper thing to do to reduce the frequency of those negative thoughts to come back again?
Put in positive thoughts.
就是要让自己的脑子里面去冲，去想着积极的想法，好的想法。
Knock them out. Say, no, I don't want this. Throw it away. Don't just try to push it back.When the bad thoughts come, just say, Krishna, I don't want this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bhagavad Gita like that.
那么就是当这个脑子里出现不好的想法的时候呢，你就要做一个动作，对 Krishna 说 ,Krishna, 我不想要这个不好的想法在我的脑子里面。所以呢，请就是一定要把它赶出去，然后呢就用然后就开始念 Hare Krishna, 或者想着不要放歌，然后呢就把这些不好的想法给轰出去了。The next
sorry,
Marge, please go ahead.
Okay, what's the next one?
From Radha Ananda. The next two, both of them from Radha Ananda. 圣名里包含了一切，只有在圣名的护佑下，我们才能够从事各种灵性的活动和现实中的工作。Comments from her. She said that the holy name is included everything. And we only to be sheltered.In the holy name, then we can perform all kinds of spiritual activities and also can continue our life in this world. And then she said that 一个人已经接受了启迪的一个已经接受了启迪的仆人坚守誓言每天完成加法十六圈坚持规范原则绝不违背圣帕帕德的教导和训示，这是皈依伊什康的门徒的责任。Hare Krishna. Okay, also a comment from her. She said that a servant who has already got the initiation, so this one should follow the vow which is chanting 16 rounds every day and follow the regulative principles and never disobey Srila Prabhupada's teaching and instructions, and also follow the teaching of the ISKCON. Basically, this is the duty of a disciple, Hare Krishna. So that's not a question. Both of them are the comments from Radhananda and Mataji.
Okay, good. That's really well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj.
That's it?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you.
O Yong Rao Gui Yu Ju Wei Te Feng Sha Jie. O Yong Rao Yao Gui Yu Ju Wei Feng Sha Jie. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Goranga.
Goranga. Thank you, Maharaj. 把昆达之音服务源于聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩，Kavachandra Maharaj为我们的精彩讲述及对所有的这些问题的耐心解答。非常非常的谢谢 Sati Maharaj 和 Krishna Kumari Maharaj 为我们安排的这个平台。感谢所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 之觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周五。Hare Krishna。